How did it feel being out there?
I felt good, you know, just really just being around my teammates and, you know, being able to actually practice and, you know, put the helmet on and communicate with the guys and go, you know, go through some plays and checks and stuff like that. It's cool.
You've been attending meetings and whatnot, and so you're up to speed on the playbook and all that. Is it different when you're out there? I mean, how much time do you think you need on the field before you might be game ready?
I mean, it's definitely different than looking at a piece of paper or looking on film and, you know, going through your calls and checks and adjustments and you know, rather than being out there on the field playing it and getting the reps. I think the reps mean a lot. So, you know, it's just a matter of me going out there and repping it out with the guys, you know, talking things out and, you know, getting acclimated and adjusted. And, you know, we'll take it from there.
Do you have any timetable in your mind on how long you need doing that before you could possibly appear in a game?
You know, my timetable and focus really is just on, you know, tomorrow morning's meeting and trying to make sure that, you know, I go into that meeting prepared and trying to make sure I take what I learn out in the classroom and bring it out to the field and execute that. So, you know, I'm focused on what's immediately ahead of me.
What was the injury that you had been dealing with in the off season?
You know, I think, you know, just all of us in general, you know, we have personal, you know, responsibilities. You know, we all have families and, you know, we all have, not all of us, but we have kids and different things like that. So, you know, we're responsible for a lot of things. We're more than just professional athletes. So, you know, I'm just grateful for this opportunity to be here playing for my hometown team and playing for, you know, such a storied franchise and, you know, pretty much being able to live out my dream. So I'm just happy that I literally just walked off the field and took that gold helmet off.
So, Eric, just to clarify, though, because the first time it was reported you failed a physical with 49ers, so whatever issue in that physical, has that all been resolved? That's not an issue at all?
Yeah, I think that, you know, being that out just practice, you know, that says a lot. You know, so I'm obviously really happy that I have this opportunity to, you know, like I said, play for a team that I've been watching my whole life. So, you know, I'm happy that we're at this point now.
Okay, so no physical limitations, you're not day by day, you consider yourself a full go then?
I just got off the field practicing, so.
I just don't know. Yeah. Sometimes they have to wait the next day and see how you respond to a full day of practice. I didn't know if that was still the case for you.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Is there something to be said? I know nobody wants to be out of action for this long, but is the silver lining there that your body is, you know, does it feel better than it has in a long time? You just haven't taken any sort of physical pounding for several months in a row.
You know, that definitely is something that, you know, going into year 7 for me is big, and no one wants to miss a lot of time. But, you know, you go out there and, you know, have a fresh body, so to speak, in week 7 of the season or, you know, what have you, that's really not normal.
Yeah.
So, you know, especially me coming in the league and basically starting from the moment I got in the league. So, you know, it was definitely a different experience for me. And I'm just happy in a sense that I am healthy and available now at this point in the season and having endured that beating, so to speak, of playing the first 6 games.
Does Vic have you in any one particular position, right side, left side, or does he have you all over, maybe in the slot? I mean, how has he been, has he told you maybe his plan to practice you?
You know, I think we're all just, you know, trying to take it one step at a time. Okay. And see how everything goes. You know, the first step was getting out there today and running around a little bit, and, you know, I feel pretty good. So, you know, we'll see how it all unfolds.
The coaches have talked about the difference between being in shape and being in football shape. Do you feel you're close to being in football shape, or do you feel a difference?
I mean, it's definitely something that you know, I just got to keep pushing forward. You know, it's absolutely a difference between, you know, running sprints or you know, trying to simulate playing football as opposed to actually doing it. So, you know, obviously as I gain more reps, you know, that's something that had come to me, You know, there's no timeline or gauge for that. You just got to go out there and do it and see how it goes.
What strikes you about this group of cornerbacks and maybe how you fit in with them?
You know, I think we have a really talented group, you know, a really deep group. You know, guys that can go in and make plays and really fit well with the total scheme of the defense and do what Vic, you know, pretty much asks us to do. And I think we've done a great job of that, you know, in the first few weeks of the first 6 weeks of the season. So, you know, it's just a matter of continuing that. And, you know, like I said before, as far as my role, we'll just have to see.
Last one. You know, taken to when you first got here to kind of pick up the system and ask questions.
I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, who's helping you the most in learning?
I think that's just the beauty of being at a place like this with a locker room full of guys, a locker room full of great leadership. You know, everybody is looked to help me, learn this defense and, you know, specifically on the back end. You know, I've known Terrell Brown for a long time now. Dante Whitner is obviously a leader for us back there. And, you know, even guys like Eric Reed and you know, Daryl Moore, you know, just everybody, you know, has pretty much had their hand in trying to help me pick up this defense. And you know, it's just the type of chemistry and cohesiveness we have as a unit.
Thank you.